I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your Monday episode of Chico Now on KKXX Radio. And on Mondays, we like to give it a subtitle of Helping People, because I like to help people. My name is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And today we are going to talk a little bit about boundaries and drama, because the holidays are coming up. We just had a really heated election. And while family time can be wonderful and beautiful and just amazing to reconnect, it can also be filled with we know how to push each other's buttons. And we are also defensive and avoiding other people pushing our buttons. So let's talk a little bit about that today. So it's kind of like about boundaries will be kind of our topic for today. Last week we discussed having an empathy for people's grief and their bereavement and how they're feeling about the election right now. And there's a lot of people out there who are very, very, very sad and very, very, very scared. And there's a lot of people out there who, and I'm not even talking about the people who feel specifically physically threatened. I'm just talking about all of the people who, just across the board, who are just feeling so traumatized by everything. So we have all of that. This is very heated and very emotional. And then we have a time of the year where stress is high and where we have to be, in some families, we have to be on our defensive. Not really in my family necessarily, but I really am lucky about that. But just in case my family is listening, they're very respectful and loving. They truly are. I'm not just saying that. But there's a lot of people out there who their family members feel like, this is how I feel, and I should be able to say how I feel, whether or not you agree with me, and I should be able to say how I feel in any manner of saying it, because I deserve not to censor myself. And that's true. You deserve to have the feelings that you have and the emotions that you have. But you deserve to talk about what's passionate to you. That's true. It truly is true. But it also is true that the other people around you deserve for you to treat them with respect. So when you're talking about this is how you feel politically, and you say, that's just dumb. You're just being dumb. You know what? You don't know anything. You don't know how it really is. That's not you asserting your passionate argument about politics or whatever is happening in the world. That's you being rude, and that's you being insensitive and disrespectful to the people in your life who you care about. And so I think out there, there's a lot of people who just don't understand that. And so then on the other end of the thing, the person who's on the receiving end of that argument, they're trying to argue with their cause, and maybe they're also engaging in that same type of behavior, at which case both of you are wrong. Both of you should take a hard look at whether you're insulting somebody's intelligence, insulting their character, or making an argument for something that you feel passionately about, because there is a difference between those two things. And I want you to really think about that. And if you're on the receiving end of that, but you're not engaging, the other person can sometimes say, oh, you're just being sensitive. You're not being sensitive. You're having an expectation that they treat you with dignity, and that if they're going to make their case, that they make the case, not insult you while they're making the case. And if that's happening, then it's okay to say, you know, I'm going to choose to end this conversation until you can discuss this argument without insulting my intelligence. As soon as you bring my character trait into this discussion, I'm ending the conversation. If you want to resume this conversation, then you need to do so, and we're going to keep the topic on the topic, not on how you feel about me personally, because I don't deserve to be attacked. And you know what? You don't deserve to be attacked. Whatever your opinion is, you don't deserve to be attacked for it. And that's kind of part and parcel with everything that has been going on with our election, right? People say, this person shouldn't be saying these things, and they shouldn't be saying them. You're right. People should have enough tact when they're running for politics, or when they're a news anchor, or whatever it is. If you are in the media or in politics or just even a regular person, to have enough tact not to be offensive. But whether they choose that or not, you can choose to listen to them. You can choose to engage with them when they're in that behavior. You have the choice on how you respond to somebody who has unhealthy behaviors. You can't change another person's behaviors, healthy or otherwise. You can only choose how you respond to them and how you choose to acknowledge yourself and how you choose to acknowledge them. This is Jessica Wilkerson. We'll be back after these commercial breaks.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And remember, this is a 30-minute radio show. So in 30 minutes, we do not have enough time to help you individually through what you're going through or to expand upon what might be happening in your life. So if you're triggered by this, if there's something that we're talking about and you want to learn more about, you want to learn more about how to get your point across, you notice that you get really frustrated with people and you end up rolling your eyes at them and you end up raising your voice at them and you end up telling them they're dumb and you don't like that about yourself. Like, you're aware of it and you don't like it about yourself, but for some reason you keep finding yourself behaving that way. Then, hey, this is the perfect time. This is a great time. Right now, before the holidays are really in full-fledged, you still got a little bit more time to go in and talk with a counselor and say, I have a character trait about myself that I'm not pleased with. I've been trying to work on it on my own. I'd like some tools. I'd like to find out a little bit more how I can get this in check. And in that case, you can go on psychologytoday.com, just Google local psychotherapists in your area. And there's plenty of people who are qualified to go deeper into your specific thing. And on the other hand, for the other example, if you find that there's people in your life who are treating you like this, that it seems like there are several family members who behave this way and you're dreading the holidays and you still want to see certain people and the other people you're dreading, and so the whole situation becomes dreadful, this is a great time to find someone to talk to them, because you can, one, have someone to vent to and get it all out each time you go and you meet with everybody and you're like, oh, I just have to tell someone, make sure, like, I just have to share this. I got to get it out. This was crazy. And then also a therapist can help you say, whoa, okay, they said that I was overreacting. Did I overreact? Well, maybe you could handle that a little bit better. But no, you didn't overreact in the fact that they were definitely out of line. So then let's talk about that. Or no, you handled that perfectly. That was great. Oh, wow. Not a lot of people would do it like that. But maybe this person needs, like, when you respond to most people like that, it would be great. But this specific person, maybe they would benefit from a different type of response. So let's talk about what ways that you could respond differently to that one to get your point across, because clearly this way isn't working. So just a little heads up, you can't really get that from a 30-minute radio show, right? Okay, so where were we? We were talking about having boundaries. Oh, yes. Got it. Back on track. We were talking about boundaries. So let's also say social media is out there, right? And people hate the drama of social media. And so I have a lot of clients who say, and a few family members, who say, I won't even go on any social media because I don't want that drama. I just don't want the drama of social media. Okay. I want to tell you something, though. I am on social media. I have a couple different social media accounts, but I really mostly only use my Facebook. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, and they're on my phone, but I never think about using them. Anyways, and you know what? I don't have any drama. There is zero drama. And there's several reasons for that. One, I don't befriend a lot of people who are melodramatic. If I meet them and we become friends and they start becoming super melodramatic, it's just not really a good fit for us. So I don't engage in that. I just kind of acknowledge it that that's kind of who they are and how they exist, and more power to them. It just doesn't jive with the way that I flow. So I just don't flow along there. And they might still be on my Facebook or whatever, but there's a couple things you can do. You can hit unfollow. So you're not unfriending somebody. They don't feel rejected. You're not creating more drama by not being their friend. You just hit unfollow, and that makes it so that everything that they post isn't popping up on your feed, and it's not putting that negativity in your life. Another thing you can do is not engage. So if someone tries to poke at you and you say, well, they insulted me, so I had to defend myself. No, you didn't. You chose to defend yourself. You made that choice to engage back with them. You don't have to do that. You can just delete it. You can ignore it. You can send them a private message, which is what I've done in the past.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences here in California. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to learn more about Chico Creek Counseling, you can find us online at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. And if you reach out and set an appointment with any of us there, will you do me a solid and let them know that you heard about us from the radio show? It would just feel good to know that some of the people who we see found out about us because they hear us on the radio. And that's the only way that we would know if you found out about us that way. Otherwise, maybe you Googled us or friend of a friend. Who knows? I try to ask, but not everybody does. Okay, so where were we? Oh, disengaging in drama. So if somebody purposely calls you out, whether they call you out at the family dinner table or they call you out on Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is. You don't have to engage right there on the public forum. Something that I've done in the past that's been really helpful is when somebody has been disrespectful in a comment or on a post or what have you. There are people in my life who I've had to teach them how to interact with me in a way that I find healthy. I don't engage in the public forum. That is just, it's embarrassing. It is disrespectful to myself if I do that. It's disrespectful to whatever the topic is because, you know, all the nuances are lost in texting and typing and the internet. And so how I respond is I don't even respond at that moment on that thing. I send them a private message and I'll type it up and I'll say, hey, so-and-so, when you said this and this and this, I totally understand those are that's the way you feel. If you need to engage with me in a conversation about it, I'd rather we did it either in private message, texting, or we can get together for coffee and talk about it. But I don't engage in deep traumatic or deep discussions that can be volatile on social media. That's just not the place for that in my life. And that's okay. And you know, every single time that I have said that to somebody, which has not been a ton of times, probably a good half dozen, maybe six. But every single time that I have said that, right, that I've had to put that boundary out there, it has every time been received well. It had never once has somebody said, oh, you blah, 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 and your boundaries. And no one has ever said that. They always respect it. They always say, oh, okay. Well, it's no one ever wants to like meet me for coffee to talk about whatever the topic is. They were so passionate to talk about it on social media and tag me or whatever. But when I say, I don't do this on social media, would you like to meet for coffee and we can talk about this further? They have never once taken me. Apparently, they're not that passionate about it. So say you're at the Thanksgiving table or Christmas or whatever, what have you. And someone says, hey, so-and-so, what are your thoughts about this and this and that? And the whole table stops what they're doing to look at you. You can respond. It's okay to respond and say, oh, wow, that's a really big topic. I need to gather my thoughts about how I feel about that. How about you and I get together for pie in the other room after our big dinner is here? I'm really enjoying my conversation I'm having with Aunt Sally. So you and I can talk about it over coffee and pie like in an hour. And anyone else, and if everyone's looking at you and anyone else who wants to join us, you're welcome to come and join us for coffee and pie. But tell you what, in an hour, maybe one other person will come if that person even wants to. Usually they just want their voice to be heard for whatever reason it's happening. It's not really about the topic. When someone calls you out like that, it's usually not about the topic. There's deeper things going on. So when you say, oh, and you're very respectful, oh, huh, that is a really deep topic full of lots of nuances. I'm having a really good conversation with Aunt Sally, or I'm really enjoying listening to everyone's conversation while I enjoy this delicious dinner that so-and-so took so long to make. How about you and I talk about that tomorrow morning at breakfast, where you and I can go for a walk with our coffee or whatever it is. Maybe it'll go, it's like 50-50. I would say actually my experience is more like 90-10 that they actually follow up on it later. But it diffuses the whole situation. You don't have to respond when someone puts you on the spot. And a lot of people out there think I have to respond. They embarrassed me. They humiliated me. I'm dreading going to this situation, but you don't need to dread it because you don't have to feed into it. You don't have to feed it. And if you feed into it, it's a choice that you're making. You're making the choice to feed into it. So maybe start practicing before that happens. Start practicing with people in your life on little things, like in your family. Start practicing on saying, you know, that's a good idea. Let's talk about that in this period of time. And then make sure you come to it.